Welcome to the Inside Look at Legal podcast, a podcast by lawyers and experienced litigators, bringing you an inside look at today's legal practices. Hosted by Keith Miller, Butler, Schneider, and Pollack. Learn more about the firm at www.arkattorneys.com. And now, let's begin today's Inside Look at Legal.
Good morning. This is Inside Look at Legal. My name is Caroline Currier, and I'm here in the studio with Christina Courtney.
Good morning.
And we're talking about all things senior. So today, I really just want to talk about something that has been really relevant to me this week as far as my conversations with my clients, and something I think is really relevant for the holiday season. That would be scams. So financial scams that seniors can fall to, and it's really important to have these conversations. So the holidays are a good time to do that, right? Because you're there with your parents in person, and you're able to talk to them about, hey, you know, here's what's going on in the world, and here's how you can protect yourself.
Right. I think this is the perfect time of the year for us to be discussing this.
Right. So I have four tips for you guys as far as protecting your aging loved ones from scams this holiday season and just in general, really. We see there's been a rise of scams for seniors in the last few years. And, you know, seniors are way more likely to fall to a scam for two reasons, right? The first one being volume. Because of the fact that they generally are that population that's targeted, they're more likely to fall suit to a scam because they're getting, you know, for every one call that I get, they're getting five.
Right, and they're saying that $3 billion a year is what elders are scammed.
Wow, dollars?
Yes.
Wow, it's incredible. The second reason why, you know, seniors are more likely to fall to a scam would be that they're just more vulnerable. Over time, our capacity diminishes, and for everybody, that looks different. Some people, their capacity diminishes faster than others. But as you age, you can develop capacity issues. So it's not really an if, it's a when on those capacity problems. So my first tip for, you know, protecting your aging loved ones this holiday season would be to educate your senior. Tell them what's going on, you know, with these scams, right? So they can expect what's coming. So that would be phone scams. Tons of phone scams this time of year. Calls from the IRS, right? Well, in quotes, right? Allegedly the IRS.
Right.
Social Security, that's a big one. I actually had a client call me the other day about refinancing her car. And she said, you know, they called me and it sounds like a really good deal. Should I take it? Should I call them back? And I said, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, so, that's a popular one.
Yeah. So a lot of times, too, people are calling to impersonate a law enforcement or a utility company. I think a lot of times with law enforcement, it's supposedly an emergency situation.
A ticket or a warrant.
Right. Or like an injury. One of your loved ones has been injured and they, you know, their hospital bill needs to be paid right away or they can't receive surgery, things like that. And Christina made a really good point earlier about, you know, how you can identify these scams.
Right. You should never act right away. You should hang up and call back your loved one and make sure that it's been verified that they are actually needing the money. Call them on their number.
Right. And then generally people will ask not for cash, right, or credit card number. They'll ask for a gift card.
Right.
So that's one way that you can usually identify a scam is generally a police station, they won't request a gift card.
Yeah, you're not supposed to pay bills with credit cards, so you should never do that.
Or pay bills with gift cards.
Correct, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, I wasn't sure because you never know.
Right.
Okay, a lot of times too, seniors have big hearts and they will maybe fall suit to some kind of charity scam. So someone calls and they have a fake charity and they ask the senior for a donation for the holiday season, right? So that's something to be wary of as well. Anytime anyone comes into your senior's home, it's important to tell them, you know, educate your senior on not giving people money, not showing people where their important things are.
Their valuables.
Right. So seniors are more likely to get scammed by a stranger on a phone call, things like that. But they're also likely to get scammed by a repairman, right? Their next door neighbor, as sad as that sounds. I had a client who lost about $30,000. And unfortunately, it was, you know, a family friend, not a family friend. It was like a family friend of a neighbor.
Oh, okay.
And they had befriended her and you know, asked for some personal information, opened up a credit card. So there's a possibility that the seniors might be scammed by, you know, people in their lives. So that kind of leads to my second tip, which would be, you know, educate yourself on your senior and who they see and what they do and you know, where their stuff is. So some important questions that you should ask your senior are, you know, where do they spend most of their time? Who do they spend most of their time with? Who are their neighbors? Has anybody ever asked them for money? If so, who is that person? What was the money for? You know,
right.
Things like that.
You need to know who they're hanging out with, who
right.
they're spending time with.
Right, because there are a lot of nice people out there in the world that choose to spend time with seniors and love on them. There are unfortunately a lot of people that know that seniors do have diminished capacity. Another thing to ask your senior is, you know, what do they own? Do they have a bank account, life insurance policy? Things like that, keeping up with their assets. So you know all of a sudden if their bank account, they have to close a savings account because it's been cleared, you know that that account existed, right? And you're in the loop. Where your senior keeps their personal information. So where they keep their social security card.
Their bank account information.
Right, their car title, their bank account information, things like that. You know, where is that? Is that in a safe place? Is that maybe somewhere private where a repairman or someone that was coming into your senior's home temporarily would be able to find it? That sort of kind of leads into my third tip, which would be to get a power of attorney. Powers of attorney are great documents for so many reasons. One of them being that it allows you to kind of monitor your senior in a way that protects them, right? It also allows you to advocate for them, right? Advocate their interest, act on their behalf when they need it. Really, the most important part about getting the power of attorney is using it. So going to the bank, meeting the people where your parents bank.
Monitoring their bank accounts.
Right, adding yourself as the power of attorney on their bank accounts, right? Maybe putting some limitations on there that transactions over $5,000 or, you know, X number of dollars need to, you know, be monitored or you need to be notified of that.
Yeah, setting up, notified about potential scams as well.
Right, yep. And setting up those security alerts, putting maybe limitations on that bank account, and meeting the people that are working at the bank because they'll be your best friend. If there's an issue, they'll be able to tell you what's going on and allow you to help with that situation if you have that power of attorney. If not, they won't be able to.
I think there are also companies you can pay monthly that monitor all of your financial institutions, your credit cards, your bank accounts, everything to let you know about any suspicious activity.
Right. I know one that I have heard of and I've actually used before when I had a wallet stolen is LifeLock.
Yes, I've heard of them.
Yeah, so that's good. They actually do send me information every now and then still. Did you purchase this? Or if I'm out of town,
right.
You know, someone used your credit card number at this place. So those things are great, especially for seniors where you guys can all be in the loop. I think my fourth tip would be to connect your senior or your aging loved one with a third party that can help. So a lot of times I have clients whose kids aren't local or their kids aren't really involved. And I always give them my business card and I tell them, call me. Call me if anyone asks you for money. You know, call me if someone asks to refinance your car, things like that, right? And they do. They call me for Social Security calls, IRS, things like that. And I think it's really important that seniors have a third party. Maybe that's, you know, somebody that's local if you're not, but also somebody that they can go to if they're afraid to tell their family. So that's one.
That they fell victim to a scam.
Right. That's one thing I see a lot is my senior clients who do fall victim to a scam, they're not proud of it, right? It's traumatizing for them.
Yeah.
They feel very ashamed and oftentimes don't want to talk about it. They don't want to tell their loved ones because they don't, you know, first of all, a lot of times they do have, they're mentally sharp, right? But they had a lapse of judgment. So they don't want their loved ones to think that they're not
capable,
capable of managing their own affairs, right? And then the second being, not that kids always have a stake in what their parents own, but they're afraid to disappoint their kids, right? That they lost, you know, X number of dollars. So I would encourage you to connect your loved one with a third party, whether that be a financial advisor, a trusted bank officer, an attorney, you know, even a pastor or some kind of spiritual advisor, but someone that they can talk to about these things without necessarily having to approach their family if they're not ready. And the majority of the time, that's what that counselor will tell them to do, is we all need to sit down and talk about this together. But I think it gives seniors an avenue, because if they don't report, right, these losses or these scams, then it's a less likely chance that person that is, you know, orchestrating that scam will get caught. But it really lessens the senior's chance of ever getting, you know, any of that back.
Right. And the median individual loss right now is at $9,000.
Right.
That's just for one person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of money.
It is. It is a lot of money, especially for a senior, right? Someone that's living off of their savings and their retirement. So I've had clients lose up to, I think it was $40,000 in one of these scams, because it starts one way, right? It might start by needing your social security number. But then they open credit cards, right, in that person's name. So then they build up all this credit card debt, or, you know, they buy gift cards at Walmart or things like that. So it's never generally just one thing. If you give out that information, or you purchase those prepaid gift cards, things like that, a lot of times they'll use that personal information, you know, ongoing.
For other things.
Right.
Yeah, I should never give your social security number out.
Right. And that's something that, like we talked about, the social security card, make sure that is protected. Christina, did you have anything to add?
I don't have much. Just make sure that you never give out the code to gift cards when you purchase them. That's one of the most popular ways that people are scamming, is asking for them to purchase a gift card and give them the code. So never give out that code. And don't use gift cards to pay bills, again, as I said. And the Social Security office rarely contacts you by phone. So anytime they say they're the Social Security office and they're trying to verify some information, don't give out your Social Security number.
Right. Yep. This is a cause that is near and dear to our hearts. And, you know, it's important that we protect our seniors and we make sure that they're not falling suit to these scams. I'll review these four tips really quick, just for your benefit. But the first one, educate your senior. You know, make sure they know what scams are out there, and they know how to determine what's real and what's not. Educate yourself on what your senior's up to, who they're hanging out with, where their stuff is. Tip number three would be to get a power of attorney and use it. Meet the people at the bank. Add yourself to those accounts and be able to monitor and advocate, you know, for your senior. And then tip number four, connect them with a third party that they can reach out to if they're not ready, you know, to talk about a scam with you or other loved ones. So I think that about wraps it up. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, have a good day.
You've been listening to Inside Look at Legal with your hosts, Keith, Miller, Butler, Schneider, and Pollack. Learn more at www.arkattorneys.com.